Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, we're the band The Zach and the Jess, and we have an album.
We do. It's composed of Zach Reno and Jessica McKenna. We do this podcast, and we also did do this album, and it is out now.
And you should please listen to it. It's called The Calendar Album. It takes you through the year, sort of. There's theme songs for seasons, sometimes, and you'll like it.
You got it. You know what it's about. So you can listen to it on Spotify. It's on a couple of services. And if you really want to, like, support us with money, then you can buy it. So thank you so much for doing any of those things. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
In the sky. We're recording at 4 a.m. outside. Okay, full disclosure, this is the first time we have recorded in the booth in weeks.
I mean, you probably noticed.
You noticed immediately, but what is this?
You were like, hey, here's a bunch of live eps. Yeah. Also, great.
Also great.
I mean, yeah, and also Every Place I Cry was... just before the break also.
Was unplanned, because who are those guys even?
Right. I mean, I've since listened to it.
It's very good. I love that band.
Yeah, that band's my favorite.
Hey, this is Off Book, the improvised musical with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Dana Wicks on the sticks on the drums, guest pianist WrestleMania, Dan Wessels on the keys.
Yes, we have all your favorites here. Karate Bird, Male Person Stacy.
They're all here. The people that inhabit this world in our space. We haven't forgotten about them.
It's not actually 4 a.m. outside. Timestamp, Thursday, 11:15.
Rainy in Los Angeles. LAUSD teachers strike. Going strong. Support our schools.
Yeah. That's all we got.
That's all we have. It's important. But it's not all we have.
It's right. Important to paint a visual for this podcast.
Of both the political landscape and the time.
That's
of
right. But we did it, guys. We have a guest. And we can't believe. We honestly can't believe.
We can't believe it took us this long.
We're ashamed. We've bowed our heads. We've asked for forgiveness.
We did it bad, and we're trying to do it good in 2019.
It's wild. But, guys, here we go. Finally, welcome to the podcast.
You know him from Pistol Shrimps and Super Ego. Please welcome the incredible Mike McConville.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mark on the mic.
Oh, yeah, a little horn. I like it.
Thank you. I bring it into the studio.
It's so big.
It's really
huge. It's bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah. It has to have a lot of sound in it, and that's how you can tell how loud an instrument will be is by how big it is. That's why the loudest instrument is the baseball organ, and the quietest instrument is the kazoo. Mm-hmm. And that's just science.
I feel like I never really... It took me a very long time to understand that you make the noise in a kazoo.
Oh.
Meaning you sort of hum.
Yeah, like that it's just distorting your hum. Like
it's the first distortion pedal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
Your voice is clean tone.
I already felt ashamed it took us this long, and now it's just getting worse.
Now we're just being shamed with science knowledge.
Yeah. And proof that you're an amazing guest. But I, like... I feel like only in the last 5 years I was like, oh, that's what it is.
As opposed to what?
I just like blew into them like a whistle,
work?
And I was like, "Ah, it's broken."
Oh, I thought you were using a kazoo, like making notes happen, and then be like, "How is this happening? How are these?
It
notes
can't be this hard."
No, just like. Was coming out of me. And I was like, I guess that little, because you know they have the tiny circle.
Yeah, with the wax paper in it, because that's basically all they are.
Right.
It's a plastic tube with wax paper, and we're like, it's an instrument. Learn to play it.
And I was like, I guess this one's broken.
It must take a real maestro to play this thing.
Into the trash.
Do you play any instruments?
I do play instruments.
What do you play?
I play guitar.
Hell
and
yeah.
I took piano lessons as a kid, but that didn't stick.
Yeah.
And now I play pedal steel guitar, which is
what?
Very cool.
The stupidest thing I could have done.
For those who don't know, and me who doesn't know, what is that?
You hear it a lot in country music. It's like a guitar and a loom had a baby. You
like,
sit
like
at
a weaving loom?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, it's the one that lies
It looks like
flat.
A little table.
Okay.
Except the guitar strings go across the... There's pedals and knee levers.
That's rad. So I've seen videos.
You play it with a bar. You don't play it
yes,
with
yes,
your...
Yes, yes, yeah. yes, yes. Is it tuned...
Well, for you music nerds out there, it's tuned to the chord E9.
Okay.
So you have an open E chord, and then there's a dominant
there's a, there's
seventh.
A little, there's a and there's nine a nine. There, like
and how many
up.
How many strings is it?
Mine is 12.
Whoa,
Most
cool.
of the time it's 10.
If you were going to add... Two strings.
Yeah.
What knows what they'd be?
They'd be on the bottom. You'd do an E and
what
a low
would,
E
what would
and
you
a G
sharp. But this is yours. This is your.
That's all I.
One.
I don't need the 12. I can barely do 10.
Okay.
It's such a hard instrument to play.
Yeah.
And crack.
I play heavy quotes. Play the mandolin, and it's two strings for the note, you know, just so like that little like dissonance. And just to talk about, I was in Europe. We just like cram this transition.
Can't believe it took this long.
I know, right? I was in Europe over the beginning of the new year, but I went to Fado in Portugal, which is like their singing, and they have a Portuguese guitar, but it like, I think there might've been like a language barrier, but it looked like it was also double strings.
Oh.
But so I went, it's like this concert with this really emotional singing is like what Fado is characterized by. It's like two, like a lower guitar and a regular guitar, a traditional guitar and a Portuguese guitar, and then like a person.
Thank you for not guitar shaming.
Thank you.
The regular guitar.
Thank you.
The normal guitar.
Thank you. Thank you for catching that. That I don't know why I thought a guitar would be offended, but that's where I'm at. And
I mean, honestly, if we're gonna err on a side, let's err on the side of offending no one.
Yeah, I'd rather offend no one, even if it's like a sentient guitar.
Okay.
But this, it's like really emotional singing with a lot of vibrato. I there are probably more technical definitions of what it is, but this is like my. From just watching it, but I was watching it and this woman, and it's like they dim the lights and it's this whole experience where you're in these tiny little restaurants, and this woman was checking her email. The like owner of the place was checking her email in the background, like on a bright, bright computer screen. Like it just was very funny to me.
Hey, can I talk to the two of you?
Yeah, of course.
I feel like our set has been wonderful. All of the things that we have done, like we are doing very good work.
I feel so connected to
you. Oh, yes, me as well.
But the audience, there's this one woman in the back, and she is looking at her iPad. She's playing Candy Crush on full brightness. She's ruining the mood.
I noticed her too.
We have to sing directly to her. Hello, woman, playing Candy Crush. Can we get to you?
I said a little less screen time, a little more me time, a little less screen time, a little more time looking at me.
I put in the years of practicing this instrument.
Years and years and years.
And you're not even paying attention to us.
Look at us, please.
I put in the years of attention with this instrument. You'd rather look at your phone.
How dare you, a little less screen time.
sorry. Are you talking to me? I'm so sorry. Were you talking to me?
Si, senora. Why do you not take a moment to just enjoy the beautiful art that my band, Tres Tigres, is performing on this stage right now?
This Portuguese guitar was owned by my great-grandfather, and his father before him, and his father before him.
And before him, his mother. Because women are also incredible musicians.
If you'd open your eyes, maybe you would notice things like this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, I heard it. It sounded so nice.
What is so urgent you can't take a moment?
Well, have you seen this level? I played it on the airplane coming over, and I thought...
Okay, so she seriously is playing Candy Crush. No. I thought maybe she would be a doctor who was looking at some sort of important document.
A doctor, I would understand. I would forgive a doctor, for lives are on the line. But what, are you dealing with, like, the weird chocolate hurricane that
yes,
just keeps moves around
you.
Every turn and it's so hard
thank
to deal
you.
With?
Thank you, that's exactly. And I said to myself, now, Deidre, when you get to Portugal, you're going to embrace the culture. You're going to walk the streets. You're going to eat the food. But
Deidre, just, sorry, out of curiosity, could you give me like a quick breakdown of what you have done so far?
Well, sure, I can. Yesterday, my plane landed and I was playing Candy Crush. And I got in a taxi cab while I was playing Candy Crush.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Yeah. And the taxi took me to my hotel while I played Candy Crush. And I checked into my hotel room while I played Candy Crush. And then I tried to stay awake, but it was hard, so I played some Candy Crush. I ordered up some coffee, but it was espresso, but I played Candy Crush. And then I unpacked my bags a little, but I never stopped playing Candy Crush. Since I've been in Portugal, I mostly played Candy Crush. So, and then... That was yesterday, and boy, it was a really weird night's sleep. And then I woke up, and I took advantage of my hotel's included breakfast while I played Candy Crush. And then I walked out on the street, and I said, where should I go? And they said, well, just wander. It is a beautiful city. And so I did that, but...
First of all, let me say, nailed it.
Thank you.
Perfect. I would not have even guessed that you are not from here.
Thank you. And then I kept wandering, but it is so hilly here, and you have so many stairs. So I stopped to take a little break and played some Candy Crush.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I just really want to beat this level. It's like a monkey on my back, and then I can stop and really enjoy Lisbon.
Listen, Paulo is putting everything on the line for you right now.
This means everything to me. Music is in my soul.
I'm sorry, Paulo. Do you know how to beat this level? I've already spent, I think there's even a conversion now, 17 euro on hints and things, but I still haven't beat this level.
Okay, so listen, just as a general strategy, you need to like free up real estate so that you can maneuver things more easily. You need to prioritize the early levels and just like getting enough space to move around.
Oh, see, I never played...
But I will not give you any more hints because you are putting your focus in the wrong place. You are looking at these pieces of bejeweled digital candies in front of you, crushing them, and you are missing all of the real-world candies that this... Our city and our country have to offer so many specific landmarks here that you will love to see.
There is a building here.
See,
they built it oh so long ago. It was built by a man who'd once seen snow, and he built it up to look like the snow that he'd seen. It looks like the cover of some sort of magazine.
And that's a famous place that we have.
It's a famous place that we have.
If you look at it, it makes you happy, not sad. 'Cause it's a famous place that we have. And this... This is a war memorial from the war so long ago. From the one side fighting the other side with the man who first saw snow. The blood that was shed of the people and the lessons that they learned. And all the buildings that were built and other buildings that were burnt. It's a famous place that we have. You know it so well.
It's a famous place that we have.
famous place that we have.
Rapid fire, more famous places.
If you walk by the water, there's a building that's made out of rocks.
That's a famous place. If you walk over there, it's a bodega where they sell socks. And that's a famous place.
The police station used to be a restaurant, and that's a famous place.
And that restaurant used to be an ATM.
It's a famous place that we have.
The world's biggest ATM.
It's a famous place that we have.
And we have an aquarium over there. It's a famous place
that we have.
And that's a normal Build-A-Bear. But it's not just a Build-A-Bear. It's a famous place that we have.
Oh no! That man has taken your phone while you were listening to our song.
And he has run away!
Someone get him!
Someone get him!
No! No one get him. He did me a favor. I shouldn't have been... Well, actually, I'm gonna need that when I get back. Thank you. Sorry. Again, the jet lag. And I stayed up and I played so much Candy Crush.
I understand, but you're saying that there is a lesson in your phone being stolen.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I thought...
You thought it, but then now you don't think it anymore.
Well, I thought it. I thought, go with it, Deidre. This is the universe saying, put down that phone and see all these famous places. But then I thought, well, what am I going to do when I get back home and I don't have a phone?
Well, I think that we can sort of make this work, though. On the one hand, this is an opportunity for you to track down this street criminal street by street, all the while seeing the sights that our city has to offer. Like, you have to check out the restaurant that used to be an ATM. It's wild.
At the police station, there was a time in this country where people had to move from building to building because the one building was empty and they just said, we should move over there. And then everybody sort of, it was a big circle.
It was a sort of big shuffle. Like,
it never
stopped.
There
was a school that used to be a hospital and the hospital that used to be an aquarium and the aquarium that used to be a school. And those three just sort of rotated.
Because the hospital decided this is not sanitary to be treating medical issues here in this aquarium.
In this aquarium.
And the school rooms were too big. It's like one guy's laying in a bed in the room. The classroom is so huge.
And obviously the fish died in both locations that weren't.
So that was a total bust.
Anyway, you have to track down this street criminal, Deidre.
Boss, I got another phone.
Yeah, bring it here. All right, what everyone else get today? Little Mickey got a phone.
Yeah, I got this phone. I took it from a lady.
Yes, this is... Everyone, first of all, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. This is an international crime ring. We got criminals from all over the world operating out of this town.
Yeah, I know, boss. Thanks for telling me.
I think I got a shoe.
Hold Curtis, on. All you got's a shoe? Just
I
one?
Think it's a shoe.
You're only wearing one shoe, Curtis. Is that your shoe?
Oops.
All right. Hey, Sneaky Barbara, what you got?
Yeah, right. I got this. Oh, you're gonna love it.
That looks like a shoe. It looks like a shoe, and you're wearing one shoe. Sneaky Barb, are you bringing me one of your shoes?
All right, I am, but it's such a good shoe.
All right, I can always count on you, Fancy Dominic. What you got for me?
Oh, yeah, one thing that I have is this shoe. Do you like it?
Okay, I do like it, but again, I'm going to notice that you are wearing... Okay, what is going on here
it's
today?
It's so hard to steal what? Here. Everyone what? Is sort of... Their eyes are open. They're not looking at anything but what is around them, so it's hard to steal.
Little Mickey brought me a phone. The rest of y'all brought me one of your own shoes, which again...
I know, boss. It's just so hard because, well, the people are really taking in their environment. It's hard to pick a pocket when the pocket is on a person and the person is paying attention. It's hard to pick a pocket
when the pocket's on a person and the person is paying attention.
Bonjour, I'm Smooth Pierre. I'm a criminal as well. But what's inside a person's pocket? It's so hard to tell. To pick a pocket on a person is so hard to do. I could not bring you anything, so I brought you this shoe.
It's hard to pick a pocket when the pocket's on a person and the person is paying attention. It's hard to pick a pocket when the pocket's on a person and the person is paying attention.
My name is Curtis. They used to say don't hurt us when I'd sneak up on them in the back alley.
Back alley!
But now it's really hard because all these tubs of lard are looking at me. Tom and Dick and Sally.
I'm Sally!
They don't even know when I am approaching how dangerous a man that I can be.
He can be.
But everyone's eyes are open, and that's not what I was hoping, that they would look upon me and see.
Well, it's hard to pick a pocket when the pocket's on a person and the person is paying attention. It's hard to pick a pocket when the pocket's on a person and the person is paying attention.
Well, hey, little Mickey, you don't seem to have the problem the rest of my gang does. So if you could explain to them your game, that would help me out because they all brought me a shoe.
Well, you see, you gotta do it. They can sense your touch. If you go for a wallet instead, go for a person who's playing Candy Crush.
It's hard to pick a pocket when a pocket's on a person and the person is paying attention.
But it's easy to pick a phone out of the hand of a person who's playing a game, and things will worsen when they realize they have wasted their life, and you could just be a little dollop of strife and make them go, I wasn't paying attention.
Hi, welcome to the police station. What are you here to report?
I'm here because, well, someone stole my phone.
Okay, hold on.
Wait,
Phone. Okay, and what's your name?
Deidre.
Okay, can you spell, is that D-E-I? D-I-E?
D-I-E.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, D-I-E.
D.
D.
R.
R.
E. H.
Okay. Loving it.
Deidre.
Didn't expect it. Loving it.
Deidre. It ends like when you're playing a kazoo.
Oh, sure.
Excuse me. I need to bring this bucket of fish in here. It's time to shuffle buildings.
Oh, sorry. You're going to have to walk with me real quick.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the police station we're going to go to now. What was the school? And hopefully the school will have moved to the aquarium by now.
Oh, okay.
First of the month, you understand.
Yeah,
Good luck with the aquarium.
Thanks.
Hey,
so we're just going to have to do a walk and talk here. Okay, person stole your phone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I stop and get a hot dog here?
Not at all.
You had one. It's a cultural specialty of this part of the world. A hot dog.
I haven't. Wow. This is amazing.
Isn't it? Now, it's not what... Maybe you're an American, right?
That's
just a
right.
guess.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's not what maybe you would know as a hot dog. Ours
no.
is a little bit different.
It doesn't look anything like the hot dog I'm used to.
No, let me describe it for you. Just a bowl of noodles with some marinara sauce, a little bit of olives and onions and also capers, and I think this hot dog is the best. Although if you would go to Italy, they would call this a puttanesca. Anyway, so yeah, that's this kind of what we call a hot dog. All right, sorry. Phone, Deidre, stolen. Okay, did you get a glimpse of the man or woman that took it from you?
Well, I'm ashamed to say I wasn't really paying attention.
Candy Crush?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, I had a problem myself. You've ever played Candy Crush Saga?
Don't tell me there's more.
Oh, it's a spin-off game. It takes place in the same rich and vibrant world of Candy Crush.
Don't tell me there's more. Stop!
I'm sorry.
Please.
You're like a recovering alcoholic, and I just offered you the very best Roy Rogers. Add some vodka in it.
Ew!
Ew.
That sounds disgusting.
Just grenadine and Coke and vodka.
Ew! That's not a good drink.
Why not? I think it's great. It's my favorite.
Ew, really?
Yeah, I love it.
Ew, Coke
Every
and vodka?
Oh boy, Coke and vodka and grenadine. Can't get enough of the stuff. Nom, nom, nom. Throw some maraschino cherries on there and I'm a happy boy.
Ew, a vodka cherry Coke, not rum or whiskey?
No, give me that vodka and cherry Coke. And if you want to get crazy, throw in a lime and an orange wedge. Yum,
what?
Yum, yum.
Ew.
A little sangria in my mouth minus the wine. You know what I'm talking about? Throw some grapes in there, mash them up. Yum, yum, yum. I'm a happy boy.
Ew! That's I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
I needed to drill down. That's not a good drink.
Well, to each his own, I guess.
I guess that's true. Is that a common specialty of this part of the world?
No, that's just me. Officer Brian's favorite drink.
All right, well, Officer Brian, really the truth is I don't want to find my phone until the end of my trip in 7 days because I really want to make sure I pay attention more to this beautiful country. But I want to find it when I can fly home so that I can, like, call a car when I get home and I can have a phone again in my life.
Sure. We don't really do time-specific ending of investigations,
but
you know
Brian,
what I mean?
Brian, maybe you could do this for me. Like...
for Deidre?
Just maybe you could try a little something. If you find it in the next hour, don't tell me. And if you find it in 2 days, don't seek me out. And if you find it in 5 days, I won't know about it either. Just don't tell me until 7 days.
For D-I-E-D-R-E-H, I'll wait 7 days. I'll wait seven days. For D-R-I-E, not put the R in the wrong place. I'll wait 7 days. I'll wait 7 days. If I find it in the next day or so, I'll just keep that phone in my pocket and I won't let you know. Mean that your trip will be better from the start. I'll give you back your phone then, and maybe also win your heart. For D-I-E-D-R-E-H, I'll wait 7 days. I'll wait 7 days. For D-I-E-D-R-E-H,
Officer Brian, find the phone. What will happen between the school, the aquarium, and the hospital switching places?
Will any of those pickpockets learn to pick a pocket, not a shoe?
Will that band play a concert with an attentive audience?
Find out
when we return to Act Two of Candy Crushing It.
Well, this is that remix where Jessica's eating and sleeping at the same time. How could she do that? Well, because she's sleeping on the best mattress in all of known existence, and it is a Lisa mattress. So if you resolve to rest this new year, a quality night's sleep will help you recover from distractions faster, prevent burnout, make better decisions, improve your memory, and overall make fewer mistakes. It's not marketing, it's science.
Lisa's mission to provide a better night's sleep rest for everybody. Through their 110 program, they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell. That's more than 31,000 mattresses and counting. They strive to leave the world better than they found it, and that doesn't stop with mattress donations. Together with the Arbor Day Foundation, Lisa plants one tree for every mattress they sell.
You guys, you've got to get on these soft, soft God pillows that he gave you as mattresses and also pillows to fit your body and make you feel like to make you feel like a princess who will never feel a pee under it.
That's right. I am lucid dreaming and I agree. Start 2019 well rested. Get $160 off a Lisa mattress at lisa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook at checkout. That's LEESA.com/offbook. Promo code offbook.
Jessica.
Zot.
None of my items are luxury.
Nor are mine.
What should we do?
Well, I feel like if we wanted to own iconic luxury items at unreal values,
yes!
We could use the Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from Top designers.
Do they have Louis Vuitton and Gucci and Rolex and Cartier? Hundreds more?
And 90% off retail.
Well, new things are coming in daily, which is good because I have discerning taste and low... what's the word?
Attention span?
That's the one!
You forgot! In fact, The Real Real, they employ 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe to inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic.
You can not only shop, but consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. And again, they haven't put a word after home, it just says and home. Do it, find it, get it, home!
Shop online, visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.
Home! New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Home!
They have items that me and Zach are dying for.
Dying for watches of the highest caliber, hats of the softest felt.
Glasses for the perfect fit around the bridge of your nose.
Scarf for your neck, not too long, not too short. Scarf.
Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's therealreal.com. Promo code REAL for 20% off select items. And welcome back. We left some people in Portugal looking at famous places. People were trying to pick a pocket or two.
I've been told in the break that they don't speak Spanish in Portugal, although the languages are similar. But there we go. We all learn something every day.
Guys, we're making it up. And we return now to Candy Crushing It.
Near as I could tell, this gang of thieves is taking everything in town using the power of this addictive telephone. They're showing it to people, and then during the distraction somehow, they're stealing all of their possessions.
That was a great... Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head.
We've got to stop it. This kind of crime can't happen in Lisbon, let alone anywhere in Portugal.
Well, Chief, it's just so hard to sort of react to it in the moment.
God also, damn it, Brian.
I think I'm in love. That's neither here nor there.
No, I feel like it's always good for us to get all information out of these briefings. Like, we never know what could become relevant.
Okay, yes, I am definitely in love, I think.
Again, Brian?
Well, this time it's different, Chief.
Is it, though?
You're always falling in and out of love, Brian. That's why I feel like it's relevant, because it really affects your ability to pay attention.
Well, I don't want to get this meeting off track. I feel like there's a lot of crime to talk about, right?
Yeah, but instead, let's talk about your past girlfriends. Let's talk about your past loves. Let's talk about all the times you said, no, guys, this is the one. Let's talk about your past girlfriends. Let's talk about your past loves. Let's talk about all the times you said, no, guys, she's the one.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've talked about it that much. Like, do you guys really remember all these other people that I've dated?
I remember someone named Amy. I think that was her name.
Yeah, it was.
Then next week it was Amanda. Or am I thinking of the same person you were talking about last month? They all kind of look alike.
I have a type.
Did you also mention that you fell in love with someone named Mike?
Yeah.
Let's talk about your past lovers. They were not all girls.
That's true.
Let's talk about your past lovers and hear how they unfurl. I'm pretty sure you went away on a boat for just two nights.
I did.
And when you came back, you were engaged, I think, to Amy, or was it Mike?
It was Mike.
And then you and Mike sent out a save the date, but then you realized you barely knew each other.
Yeah.
And also you remembered you should really love one another.
Let's talk about my past lovers.
Let's talk about them all. Here we go.
Let's talk about your past lovers. Okay. Well, Mike was something special from the 2 days we spent at sea. But I spent the whole time that I was there just thinking about Amy. And that made me think, what do I really think about Mike? Though I felt strongly about both. And at the end of the day, I had to call off the engagement and also get off that boat. And I thought, well, let's talk about past lovers.
Let's talk about them all.
Also, one time I had a lover. Her name was Joanne. We met in a restaurant that made Flynn. It was a really big restaurant. I'm sure that you know them. It's that famous restaurant that used to be an ATM.
Let's talk about past restaurants. Let's talk about ATMs.
Okay.
Let's talk about
don't have time for this gossip. There is a crime wave of epic proportion out there, and we need to stop it.
Okay.
Well, I think maybe let's put out the Wi-Fi.
Let's put out all the Wi-Fi, and then their phones won't work.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think Candy Crush is the game. The game is Candy Crush, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not actually a game that requires Wi-Fi to use.
Oh, shoot.
I already turned it off, though.
Oh, well.
I killed all the Wi-Fi in town.
I didn't know that that's a good idea. Oh, well.
I am not turning it back on until this crime is solved.
Okay, Chief.
Ding dong. Sorry, guys. Have to switch.
Oh, sorry.
It's us, the school.
We are in the middle of an investigation.
No, we had to go from the police station to the school now.
Sorry.
So this is just a one-for-one switch. We'll go to the school. You'll come here.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm new.
Oh, you're from the school?
Yes.
Yeah, you should be switching with the aquarium or the hospital. The
I'm
police station
so
switches
sorry.
With the farmer's market and the zoo.
Wait, and the aquarium, I thought?
No, the aquarium with the hospital and the school.
That's right.
Wait, I've been to the police station where an aquarium came in. Oh, it's like a circle?
That's right.
It's a round robin situation, not a one-for-one.
That's
one.
On the west side of town.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay, you're new.
I'm new.
Hey, Chief, can I ask you something?
Yes, Brian.
Hypothetically.
Did you just fall in love with this lady that just wandered in here? God damn it, Brian!
A little bit. But she's my type. What am I supposed to do?
Who isn't your type? Weren't you engaged to a lighthouse at some point?
Yeah, well, it's my type. What can I say?
This lady doesn't look like a lighthouse at all. Plus, a lighthouse is a building.
Oh, Chief, my type's not
I'm
about
I'm sorry,
looks.
Are you calling my name? My name is Lighthouse.
It is.
Yes, my family were all sailors, and when I was born, they said, time to anchor forever, like she is our little lighthouse calling us to shore.
That's so similar to me. My family is all Bryans. We're the same.
I am not seeing the lake at all.
Hey, Chief, oh, sorry, did you need something?
No, I will leave. No. I'm sorry, I'm new.
Hey, Chief, hypothetically... And it's not about me falling in love with Lighthouse, although I kind of did, but I'm going to put a pin in that.
You're not falling in love with me now, damn it. Are you, Brian?
A little bit, but that's not what I was talking about.
Well, tell me what you're talking about then, God damn it. There's a crime wave going on.
Technically, let's say I already solved the crime, but I want to wait a couple of days before I tell anyone that I solved it.
Oh, you're baiting them. You're setting a trap for this criminal ring to bring them all down.
I don't think that's what he said, boss. I think
No, that's it. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, but Brian, how come you're raising your eyebrows at me?
Why? Normal. Talking normal. Everything's good.
This is how
good.
We talk, Sid.
I'm
going to
go
normal,
buy a vending machine drink that I love very much. A little Coke and grenadine, a lime and an orange mixed with some vodka. Yum, yum, yum.
That
but
is not,
but after
drink.
Hours, because
don't
we're
do
working,
it on the clock. Brian.
That's right.
All right, that checks out. That is his favorite drink. Well, great.
I solved it. I know exactly where the criminal ring is. I know where they all are. I tracked them down in like the last 3 hours after I fell in love.
Where are they?
Okay, you know the old warehouse
uh-huh.
that used to be...
a big warehouse?
Used to be a new warehouse. And then before it was a big new warehouse, it was a small
it was like a
Italian
slab of,
eatery.
Oh, sure, yeah. And before that, it was like a slab of concrete.
Yes, and before that, it was a trees. Field. Yeah, yeah, that's right. You know the one?
Wait. Sorry, before that, it was a field, and before that, it was trees.
Yeah.
It went trees
field, slab,
concrete,
small
Italian
eatery, big new warehouse, small old warehouse.
I asked my wife to marry me at that small Italian restaurant.
You did?
Yes.
It's beautiful, boss. You never open up.
Tell the story.
Well, she died.
Oh.
Don't tell. Wait.
When?
Oh, it's hard to talk about because she died.
That's right.
Oh, you can open up to us, Chief.
It's the Portuguese Fado way.
She looked like an angel sent from above. And we had a honey.
honeymoon, we traveled the world and back. Then 2 weeks later, while I was sleeping, she had a heart attack. Oh, she had a heart attack.
She was such a beautiful and sad story.
I'm sorry, we didn't know.
We never knew.
And that's why I'm married to my work.
Hey, boss, I just wanted to tell you, I got a real bad feeling.
Why? No one's ever gonna find us here.
No, boss, I think maybe we've been infiltrated because this guy with real doe eyes, like stars in his eyes, he said, hey, do you live under there with a bunch of other pickpockets? And I said, nah, but still, the question felt so specific and pointed, it was like he already knew and was just seeking the tiniest bit of confirmation.
But you said, nah?
I said, nah.
Don't I know that guy.
Oh, yeah, Curtis?
Yeah, I told him where we were.
Curtis!
Oh, okay, but what did you tell him what we do?
Yeah, I said we're using a telephone to distract people while we steal all their things.
Boss.
This is the part where I, as a boss of an organization, have an important decision to make.
Are you going to kill him? Do it in front of us so we learn a lesson.
Okay. Wait, so you learn a lesson?
Yes, we need to know that you're the charge and you're the dictator of us.
Yeah, boss, I agree. I agree with Fancy Dominic. Like, if you're going to kill him, make sure it's in front of us. Like, if you're not going to kill him, great, because even though Curtis is a big dumb dummy, I do like him. But if you're going to kill him, it should be in front of us. Right,
as
boss.
Wait, hold on. As a lesson to you, my criminal organization?
Yes.
Not as a lesson to, like, other cops?
What? No, wait, we're saying Curtis.
Yeah, because we need to be disciplined in our stealing.
Oh, kill Curtis. I thought you were talking about this cop.
No, what? Boss. We're talking
what
about...
I do.
Curtis, you know what you did. You told the guy exactly where we are and what we do.
Yeah, new guy. He can be a new guy that steals.
No, he's a cop.
Okay.
You thought you were, recruiting or something?
I'm from Arkansas.
No.
Well, I don't care where he's from. He can steal.
No, Curtis... well, actually, this is kind of interesting.
He was a thief?
I don't know.
This is what I'm talking about, boss.
Okay, Kurt, okay.
You have to kill him because then you will reestablish your sort of grasp over all of us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I agree with Dominic. Like, you gotta teach us a lesson not to be so flimsy-flamsy with our words.
I don't learn so good.
Yeah, like, by killing Curtis in front of us. But I'd also be okay with you not killing Curtis. But I'm just saying, if you're gonna do it, don't, drag him out somewhere where we don't see.
No, I get what you're saying.
Right?
It's like the end of mice and men. Again and again and again do I kill men to teach a lesson. It's like the end of every film you've ever seen. Where have I been all these years when I could have been teaching a lesson?
Oh, Ding Dong, excuse me. Is this the hospital?
Hold on, I got us. I'm in the middle of it. Sorry, hold on. What? Yes? Sorry, what?
I'm sorry, Ding Dong. Is this a hospital? Because I'm trying to swap for this school.
Where do you work?
I work in a place where we teach a lesson.
A school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's beautiful. I think I'm in love with her.
Yeah. No, this
My
is
name
the per-
is Lighthouse.
Okay.
And I teach a lesson.
The perfect person has just walked through the door, you see. Cause now we could still teach a lesson, but the person doesn't have to be me. I'm gonna give you this firearm. Have you ever seen one of this? I just need you to take this firearm and point it at Curtis and teach him a lesson. Teach him a lesson. Teach him a lesson
by pointing this gun. Okay, I point this gun at you, and now I am done, and this is a school. Okay, this is a school now.
Wait, this is a school now?
Well, yeah, we have to swap. Don't you know?
Oh, are you new?
I M. How'd you know?
Oh, because the school swaps with the hospital and the aquarium.
And this isn't the hospital?
No, this is a criminal ring. We switch with the, oh, shit.
There's a cave outside of town that's a historical cave where they used to age cheese, and sometimes we have to do our criminal activities out of there.
Guys, I just said we're a criminal ring out loud. You know what that means?
No, what does it mean?
It means, Curtis, you have got to take this gun and teach a lesson to me. I've endangered this whole organization with my mouth that's blah blabby.
Huh, I don't know how you would learn a lesson if you're dead.
No, the lesson isn't for me. The lesson is for them to know that no one, not me, not Curtis, not anyone, not you. Oh, crap. We have to kill you, too, because you were here. Okay, hold on. We got to put a pause on the lessons talking. There's two paths we can go down, because if we're going to, like, double down on this, we teach a lesson that everyone that messes up, we're going to lose three people right here.
And then,
this one strange lady, lame lighthouse, we've never met before.
That's right.
Curtis and me, we're all going to be dead, and that's going to leave the organization sort of shorthanded.
Yeah, boss. I have no organizational skills. I would not be able to run this.
Yeah, Dominic can't be in charge.
Boss.
It would be a mess.
And I'm Lil, so I'm not right yet.
Yeah, you're too young to be working legally. And while most of these positions are not union, the top one actually is. So you can't be the boss.
And boss, I was about to go home tomorrow.
Yeah, sneaky Margaret's got a family.
Barbara.
Oh, sneaky.
Margaret was my sister. Oh, yeah. You always do this.
I'm sorry.
You taught her a lesson. I watched it. You murdered her for saying we were criminals.
Yes, I did.
And I had to come in her place.
Yeah, and it seems unfair to kill sneaky Margaret and then not kill myself. That's a double standard. I gotta kill myself.
If I could just say something, I know I am new. But maybe none of you have to die.
How would that work, Lighthouse?
Let me just teach
you. How would
you,
we learn a lesson?
Let me teach you a different kind of a lesson. Maybe the threat of violence was enough for the lesson to stick. Maybe the threat was enough and it did the trick. Maybe just thinking it could happen and seeing a loaded gun made everyone listen. Listen, everyone. Maybe the lessons are ready.
Let's check. Hey, Curtis.
Uh-huh.
What did you learn today?
Food is food, and not everything is food.
Okay, so I feel like the lesson maybe hasn't been taught, but I'll still double down on this, despite what I thought. Curtis, I'm holding a loaded gun at you, and you will soon be dead if you don't learn about this organization and what can and shouldn't be said. What you learn now?
That gun is food. I can eat it.
Nope. Gun is not. Hey, give me that back. Okay,
oh,
now we got to go to the hospital because Curtis just ate my gun.
Yes, please, can we go to the hospital?
To the hospital.
Let's go to the hospital. Let's go to the hospital.
To learn about what is and is not food.
Let's go to the hospital. Let's go to the hospital.
And hopefully no one has to die.
Thanks. Okay, I'll just hang out here and keep all the loot safe and you guys can go to the hospital. Bye bye.
Yes, good, Dominic. You do that.
And I'm going on a ship back to London town.
All right. See you later, sneaky Barbara.
And I'm going to curl up in this very small hole and take a nap.
All right, little Mickey. That's okay.
Yeah. That's right. Me, little Mickey.
Officer Brian, I've been reading your report.
Oh,
somebody in the criminal organization told you exactly where they are and what they're doing?
And I sat on that information for a couple days. Yes.
Why are you sitting on this goddamn information,
because
Brian?
Because it's midnight and it's only been 6 days so far. And I told the woman I love, who I feel very deeply about and I'm not rushing into things with.
Who is it this hour?
Her name's Deidre, and it's spelled in a way you'll never believe.
All right, let me try it.
Does it... Deirdre, it's weird. It doesn't start with a D. I'm guessing her name, it starts with a T.
No, it
That's pretty weird.
Okay.
That's pretty weird. That's a pretty weird way to spell Deirdre.
No, it starts with a D.
Okay,
the first letter is a D.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, okay. But you'll never guess the letters that come next.
I'm guessing her name. Next it has an I. And then an E, and then an R, and then an E, and then an H. Did I get it right? There's an R in there somewhere. Deirdre with an H.
I mean, honestly, you got all the hard ones. You missed one of the D's, but yeah.
That happens. When you lose your wife, it happens.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Was it...
Sometimes letters just go away.
Yeah, you're just trying to think of...
I'm dealing with grief.
No, I understand. You had that wonderful night where you ate a meatball and then drank red and then white wine. Really kind of mixing up the order in which
wine is
usually
drank. We just let the waiter
drink.
Guide us on our food adventure.
Anyway, boss, yeah, I do know where those criminals are.
And... Go get them, Brian.
Okay.
Become something, for Christ's sake. Look at you. You haven't even raised in rank the entire time you've been on the police force. Even when we were back at the aquarium and that sort of weird building that no one knows what it is, it probably used to be a factory, but we're not sure. Remember when we were back there?
Oh, yeah, that's where we're going, actually.
We are.
I think so.
I saw a future in you, Brian.
You did?
I believed in you.
You mean I could be more than Officer Brian? I could be what the rank above officer is. I could be Super Officer Brian. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Not without doing something, Brian. Get out there!
Okay, go, go, go. Time for Brian to hit the streets. Time to follow up clues and evidence and leads. Time to put crime in its place. Time to slap criminals in the face. Trying to get back a lover's phone and then to start a happy home. Officer Brian is gonna be Super Officer Brian. Officer Brian, 'cause it's time for me to start trying. Boosh!
Excuse me, are you a police officer?
I am.
Someone just walked up to me and they showed me a bright object with a lot of colors on it. I'm a candy vendor and they stole all my candy.
Where'd they go?
They went in that building that used to be a factory, maybe?
The one I was already headed to?
Yeah, that's where they went.
You're wasting my time!
They stole my candy!
Oh, look, there's a man over there. He looks fancy as can be. But he's just a normal criminal and he cannot stop me.
Excuse me, officer?
Yes?
Officer, someone came and showed me a box with a lot of bright colors on it, and they stole all my bowls of hot dogs.
Where'd they go?
Right over there to that factory.
Yes, that's the one I'm currently walking towards. You're wasting my time. Officer Brian, we'll be Super Officer Brian. If these people would just let me do my job, it would be great, and I could start trying.
Help.
Oh my God.
Help.
Oh no.
Help me, are you a policeman?
Yeah, no, we don't need help. We got it taken covered.
Help me.
I'm sorry, what do you need?
I fell down, I'm old, and I'm an old man, and what happened was this man showed me this sort of thing in his hand with colors on it, and then he stole my pills.
Where did he go?
In that factory or whatever.
Okay, that's where I'm going. Someone help this old man. I have to go because I'm Officer Brian. I'm Super Officer. What? What do the three of you want?
Well, we were just standing underneath the eaves.
Did something happen to you when you went in that building?
Uh-huh.
I'm on top of it. Officer Brian! Super Officer Brian! Okay, I'm finally in the...
Oh, hey.
Hi.
You're the guy that told me all of this stuff, and then I told my boss who you were.
Oh, yeah. No, don't talk to this guy right now.
Curtis.
We gotta go to the...
criminal.
Curtis
I'm
Ross.
A criminal, and this is my friend who's a criminal. And
no, we don't.
Oh, it's you, the officer from earlier. Hi, it's me, Lighthouse. I was supposed to go to a hospital, but I ended up on this factory.
You need to get away from these people, Lighthouse. These people are criminals.
Criminals, you say? Oh, yeah, I knew that. They were trying to get me to shoot them.
Well, don't do that.
I didn't do it.
It's time for Officer Brian to try.
Officer Brian, it's me, Deirdre. I didn't think I'd see you for days. What are you doing in this Italian eatery? Or am I in the wrong place?
You're new. You're the wrong place. The Italian eatery moved.
Wait, I am new. It's me, Lighthouse. Brian, do you love me?
Oh, no.
Or do you love me?
Oh, no, they're both my type.
Or do you love me?
You?
It's me, Mike.
Meg, I haven't heard from you in years.
Well, I stopped captaining that boat.
Yeah.
I came ashore.
Okay, well, we're just gonna kind of go off over here.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Hey, Mike. It's been a long time. You look well. Hey, Deirdre and Lighthouse. I got a story to tell. My life's taken many twists and turns. There's lots of things I like. But at the end of the day, I like Mike. I like Mike.
Actually, you know what, Mike? I'm realizing, it's really good to see you.
It's good to see you.
The spark's not there.
Yeah, I feel like we never really dug down, got connected, you know? Yeah. But I do think of you fondly. I just want you to know.
Oh, likewise. Hey.
Yeah?
Lighthouse?
Yeah?
Looking at you has made me realize a love so pure between the two of us. And I know what we have is right, and it's definitely not a rush, and I love you.
Actually, you know what, Lighthouse?
Yes?
I'm starting to think that what we have is, like, crazy and new, but honestly, like, we're going so fast. I don't even know if you know my name.
I am new. I don't know what is up, what is down. I am not ready to commit,
okay,
if that's what you're looking for.
Totally cool. No.
I just did feel like, oh, he is a super officer. Maybe we could, like, have a bowl of hot dog sometime together.
Let's start as friends and take
like,
it from there.
Yeah, like, I'm not. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was not trying to even say that.
Hey, Deirdre?
Yeah?
Got something for you, so you'll never be alone. It's a love that lasts eternal. Also, I pickpocketed back your phone.
Hey.
From that guy before he ran away. I wanna give this to you, and also declare that my love is definitely premature.
Okay, you know what? You know what, Deirdre? I got caught up in the whole kismet of it all, and the idea that maybe I would solve a crime for a woman and that woman would be my true love, but honestly, I know who my true love is, and I've known all along, so here's your phone back.
Is it me?
For setting goals and meeting them.
Blink, blink, blink. Blink, blink, blink. Is it me? A lighthouse.
A real lighthouse? Oh gosh, you're my type, but no, it's not you. Anyone else want to guess?
It could be me.
Definitely not you, criminal.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it me? I mean, I don't know what love is.
No, it's not you, criminal mastermind.
I was sort of running over here because I knew something was going down. So what's up? Hello?
No, it's not you, other criminal who was away, but now I'm definitely going to arrest you too.
I'm waving from a ship. Is it me?
It's not you. Well, have a good safe trip back to England.
Thanks.
I bugged that entire room, so I heard every conversation y'all had in there.
Great job, Officer Brian.
Chief. It's you, Chief.
It's what?
It's you. I don't know where you fall on the sexuality spectrum. I know you.
I'm married to my work, goddammit.
I know, but could you maybe...
But what if I offered you a bottle of red
and then
and a bottle of wine? Maybe something special.
Share a single meatball.
If loving you is wrong, then I don't wanna be right. Let's have a bottle of red and a bottle of wine.
What a great country! What a great trip! Thank you, Portugal! Thank you, Paulo! Thank you, Dos Tigers!
You're welcome. Now, if you don't mind, we have to serenade this very attentive table for two.
Please, I'll sing them a beautiful song, for they found a wonderful thing, and so did I, here in Portugal. And now when I leave, I'll take it into my heart. Then I can be away from my phone. We can be apart. And I love all the wonderful things and places that you have. It made me happy. It didn't make me sad. Good night. Good night.
The end. That was Candy Crushing It. We'll be right back after this. This year, make health and wellness a top priority with the help of CareOf's monthly subscription vitamin service.
Simply answer a few questions about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices via CareOf's fun online quiz, and you'll get personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations in only 5 minutes.
Then each month, CareOf delivers them right to your door in a customized daily packs. Great for on-the-go lifestyle.
There are even vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your dietary needs.
I just filled out the quiz. It was so easy. They said it was going to take like a few minutes per every category. It did not. I like breezed through it. They are asking me questions that I care about.
It's also really clear about like what things do what. Like fish oil is really good for your heart. And I was like, okay, vitamins, but what's the real deal here? And I went and looked it up and like, that's just science facts.
And they're like also open to be like, hey, do you want to go with some well-backed Eastern medicine? Or are you like, I'm a science person? They give you like a spectrum so you get to choose.
They got you. You can do it all. So take advantage of this month's special New Year offer for 50% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK50.
That's takecareof.com, promo code OFFBOOK50 for 50% off your first month.
And the 50 are numbers, 50s. Don't spell it out like a psychopath.
50, not 50s.
50s.
No, 50.
You've got it. Cool. Bye.
Welcome back.
Oh gosh.
Welcome back.
Oh my gosh. What a treat. What a joy.
Way to really just rub in what we've been missing for these so many shows where we haven't.
And
had
also
you.
Really rub in like the power of distinctive vocal choices.
Oh god.
Oh come on.
So good at voices.
So good at singing. So good.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
It's my pleasure any old time. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
You got a thing going on and I'm into it.
Well, that accidentally was about the way I spent my New Year. It was exactly how I spent my New Year. Mm-hmm.
You lost your phone in a foreign country.
Yeah, I was like in Portugal. My mom was like, please stop playing Candy Crush. And then a child stole it and it was great.
And to all of our Portuguese listeners, I apologize for doing just such like an accurate depiction of
you're apologizing for your accurate.
Because I feel like people like a little bit of like escapism. A fantastic disconnect. That was sure. So real. They're like, oh, this podcast is like my everyday.
Like,
nothing new.
I don't listen off book for the news, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
what is
we
this?
Get off, it. Off, we our get business it. Is trade buildings all the time.
Fine.
In Portugal. We get it.
We're over it already. Our hot dog is Putinesca.
You can tell, you wanted to talk about your trip and we did. I wanted to talk about the very good Putinesca that I had here a couple weeks ago.
Mark, any big things over your holiday break or any resolutions
for the new year? This is the first one we're recording in 2019.
It's so cliche, but I got to get fit and trim. I gotta shape up a little bit.
Me too.
That holiday eating got out of control.
Gotta shape up.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap about that. Shaping up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shaping up, that's right. Let me take you on a trip, cause it's 2019 and I'm doing CrossFit. Gonna get those big heavy ropes up in my arms. Gonna stop undoing all that bodily harm, because I'm eating those carbs and I'm drinking that wine. And I did it for too many days, it's not fine. Having that so many scoops of gelato, gotta come back and get a little fit. So I'm getting fit so fine. I'm getting fit in 2009. It's not 2009.
2009.
Getting fine, I got you. Getting fit in 2010-9. Getting fit in 2010-9. That's the way we say the year, and there is no doubt. All up in the gym, straight working out. We got reps, or reps, or reps, or reps for days. We're lifting so much weight, you're gonna stay amazed. I'm doing push-ups with my feet. Doing pull-ups that can't be beat. I got one finger when I lift the bar, and I throw that weight, and I throw it so far. Throw a weight in the gym, get kicked out. Throw a weight in the gym is not what gyms are about. They say this is not a gym where you can come to fight. I said I came to work out, and I'm working out right, cause
Getting fit, so fine. Getting fit in 2010-9. Getting fit, so fine. Getting fit in 2010-9.
10-9-8-7-6. I gotta fix the guts that are around betwixt my upper and lower. I gotta lift some weights. I gotta get my flow over. I gotta get out. I gotta lose weight. Gotta diet. I can't be late. It's not 2010-8. It's 2010-9. I gotta look fine. I gotta slim it down.
That's
y'all.
Right, because yo, here's the thing you are missing. They say that the abs are made in the kitchen. You can't just run off that weight. You gotta eat little better when you're on that date.
Get ripped so your muscles are scary. They say your pecs are made in the library. Go read on working out, and that way you do it good, there is no doubt.
But you need a little day for recovery, son. You can't do everything in one day, one or two or three. It's gonna take some time. You gotta relax, you gotta let it unwind.
It's hard to get fit and it's hard to get lean. The most important thing is to build a routine. Your attendance gotta be there every day, even on the off days. Get the bet that pays.
Yeah, getting fit, so fine. Getting fit in 2010-9. Getting fit, so fine. Getting fit in 2010-9.
Yeah, pecs made in the library.
Abs made in the kitchen.
Obliques made at your tax.
Dedication, son. Delts made in the conservatory. Achilles made in the secret passage. These are all places in a game of Clue.
Yeah, yo, here's the clue. Yo, Colonel Mustard, he was working out. That's the only one I know how to shout.
Oh yeah, Professor Plum, he was working out. That's the only one I know how to shout.
Mrs. White was working out. She worked out all night. That's what she's about.
Yeah, Mrs. Peacock, Miss Scarlet, working out so hard.
Yo, here's the thing you got to do. First workout, second, you play some Clue.
Playing Clue so fine.
Playing Clue in 2010-9. Playing Clue so fine. Playing Clue in 2010-9.
Is that Tim Curry music?
Bram, bram, bram. Guys, if you haven't yet, you should watch the movie Congo. Tim Curry's in a different movie.
Yeah, watch the movie Muppet Treasure Island. Tim Curry's also in that. He's a little fat, but he's still great.
Put on some of your mom's clothes
and go watch the movie. What the hell is it called? It's Rocky Horror Picture Show, y'all. I blanked on it.
Put on your mom's clothes. The only way to watch that movie. Guys, thank you so much. Real quick, we have a couple announcements real quick. Important announcements.
Important.
Guys, we have an album, and it comes out as we are recording this tomorrow.
It's already out.
It's out.
You've already listened to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to it.
It's on Spotify, or if you really want to like support artists in a way that affects our finances more, you bought it, which is crazy.
Thank you.
iTunes.
You already bought it. You already did it. Thank you.
You already bought the Calendar album. Thank you so much.
By the Zach and the Jess.
Also, go to thezachandthejess.com/live because we are almost done with our tour. But Philly, our first show sold out, so we added another one. We have two shows in Philly, one on the 25th at Good Comedy, one on the 26th at Steel Stacks Comedy Festival.
If you're in Pennsylvania, come see us. We're going to be bundled up.
It will be called We Will Be There. We would love to see you.
Yes, please, the album is like the culmination of many years of us working together, and it features some fun pals that you've heard doing some fun interstitials, including Mr. Brett Morris.
We never made an album before, so like listen to it.
Yeah, and we gotta give it up for Mr. Dan Wesselmania on the keys.
Yeah, Dan also plays for another incredible podcast called the Baby Wants Candy podcast, which is another improvised musical. You will hear some familiar voices on it, including us occasionally.
And he plays with Baby Wants Candy live every Friday at UCB Sunset, 7:30.
Sure thing.
We got Wicks on the Sticks. Mark, what we got?
What we got,
Mark?
What I want you to do is go get yourself some Stitcher Premium, and while you're there, check out Super Ego, a brand new season. 4 new episodes, 2 new live episodes are available. Go on down there and check it out, y'all.
Honestly, what are you waiting for?
You better not wait
put on
shoes. Mark like we
go
did.
Down there.
Put
go
on down. Shoes. Put on shoes. Put on your mom's clothes.
Walk down there.
So, as we say at the end of every episode, go put on your mom's clothes.
And hit it on the nose!
Bye!
Bye!
Thank you again to The Real Real for bringing luxury iconic items to our life and for supporting the podcast.
Satch and I are so happy. Thank you so much.
Yes, Jessica.
Yes. Own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail.
Every item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily.
New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
So shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code Real.
TheRealReal.com. Promo code Real.
Luxury.
That's not part of the code.
No, it's not.
Real. And then here's a space.
Luxury.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.